This is Brother Don. I'm pleased to host the Daily Bible Lesson, a 5-minute summary of Scripture to take you through the day. We've been going through the Gospel of John. The program is available every day except Thursday, when the Gospel Trail podcast is aired. We plan to add a discussion forum Monday nights at 7 Eastern Time for those who have questions or comments about the daily lessons.
For exact times and location, visit our website, pgn.church, and check with the calendar in our office. Have a great day. Get ready. Put on your earbuds. Turn up your smart speaker. Next up is Brother Don's Daily Bible Lesson, found exclusively on the Gospel Trail. Now here he is with a quick devotion from Scripture to start your busy day.
This is Brother Don with the Daily Bible Lesson. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and verse 8. We are using the Passion Translation. It's easy to miss, but when Philip asks, "Lord, show us the Father," it is clear he has missed the point made 2 verses earlier. Jesus said to know the Father was to know Jesus. If they are equal and united, Philip should realize he has seen the Father all along. But he may well have been distracted by the fact that Jesus prayed to the Father because of his separateness in the Trinity. These are deep mysteries, so Jesus understands how easy it was for a teenager to misunderstand. Instead of repeating what he just said, Jesus uses different words. If a person really understands something, they can explain it using alternative ways of saying it. We need to remember this when we are talking to others about Jesus, whether they be Christians or not. After all, Jesus is patient with us, and he tells us things in different ways throughout the Bible. Eventually, Jesus realizes that he's getting nowhere with Philip, and simply asks Philip to believe because of the miracles. Jesus knew this would happen. He could foresee many things before they happened throughout his ministry. So why do we see Jesus adjusting and correcting his strategy here? The reason is, it's because he's teaching us to do that. We cannot foresee what will happen in our interactions with others, so Jesus shows us how to say the same thing in different words, and then appeal to belief in Jesus when all else fails. What a great example Jesus is to us. There's an important place for theology in helping us understand God. Theology represents people's best efforts to comprehend God and ideas related to God. Good theology is important, but we must always remember that it is the construction of human beings. So, it can be faulty. It is especially prone to problems when those doing it are less than entirely devoted to God. There are theologies even by those who do not believe in God, at least the God as clearly revealed by the Bible. So, we must be careful to study any theology, like the Berean believers, to check it out by the book, the Bible. But we must not dismiss theology as a source of help and insight. In my younger days, it was fashionable to do this, and I suspect I may have put down theology. But to have right beliefs, we must know not only how to say those beliefs precisely, but we need to know the alternatives that we do not agree with. Some of us dismiss theology because we don't understand it. As a result, we may be dismissing something that is crucial to the faith because we refuse to expend the effort needed to understand what is said. "Jesus loves me" is a theological statement. as is, because the Bible tells me so. To understand theology is not necessarily to agree. To understand means that we can disagree in a manner that others may be influenced to reconsider their mistaken views. And that is one way we can spread the light of Jesus in a darkened world. This is Brother Don. Listen every day for the daily Bible lessons. May God be with you, guide you, and give you perfect peace this day. Amen.
The Gospel Trail Live, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Central Time. Join us at 720-820-1290 or at our website meeting room at pgn.church. Our podcast hosts can be reached at 218-461-0164. Please text or say your joys and concerns, and we'll get back to you or even air them on our next podcast. Until we meet again, blessings to you and the church that meets at your house.